Everybody.
Ray.
Yo.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
That was a great...
The kid said that sounded like a psychedelic clown laugh.
That was like Psycho Sid or whatever his name is. Oh, Sideshow Bob off of The Simpsons.
Sideshow Bob.
I was going for...
Psycho Sid is totally different.
I was going for the clown, not Sideshow Bob, though.
Yeah. Sideshow... Well, that's who Sideshow... Oh.
Hello. Okay, good?
Are we good? Are we alive?
I guess we'll see. Podcast number 34?
Yes.
Only 34?
Yeah, I know. It's only 34. My 975 guys are like one ahead.
Yeah, they are.
I was like six ahead.
So we should double up this week then, just to be fun.
Yeah, we're at number 34 podcast. Okay. The off-air podcast with
Chad,
His Highness, and
Ray.
And Randy here. All right. What's up, boys?
What is going on, yo?
Can you believe it's already Tuesday, weekend almost here?
Tuesday. The weekend is almost here.
The weekend is almost.
I'm kind of looking forward to it because there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend around town.
Only 4 days to go.
Like, of course, what? I got the Renaissance Fair going on.
Yes. I'll be out there on Saturday.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah. And then also coming up on Sunday, SciCon Barbecue, which SciCon is up there in Springville.
Yep.
One of my favorite things to go to all year long is the SciCon Barbecue.
I've been talking about that, too, because there's actually a flyer up on Facebook.
Yep, yeah, there's flyers going around every year. So last year they couldn't have it because of all the flooding going on.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were gonna say
so
COVID.
They had to cancel it. So this year they get to have it again. So like between this and then COVID, the 2020 are the only 2 years they never had it. And
so you're gonna overload on this on the ribs, the steak.
It's not that kind of barbecue. It's loose meat, like pulled pork.
Gotcha.
But it's pretty amazing.
Mm.
And all the money, of course, goes to SciCon.
How much is it?
Oh, man. The last time I went, it was like $12 a plate. And I don't know if it might have went up this year or not. So,
Because of COVID.
Oh, well, no. I'm thinking more because of the inflation. Because I think it went up because of COVID. And then I think now it's the inflation. They gotta get that, you know, get that price.
So, that's true.
So I wanted to talk to you guys how you felt about – because I know we did it after we did the podcast. But the
– What's that?
The AI music – program. Apparently now they're getting so overloaded now that they're gonna have to start paying, or you're gonna have to start paying to use it now.
Well, do we give the backstory? So Ray found an AI program that writes songs for you and jingles and stuff, and we put like Hits 104.9 in there, and it wrote a song about it.
Yeah, called Suno. Yep, it's a new AI tool that just came out. And using kind of the same AI tools that's already been out, like ChatGPT and all that stuff, because apparently this was like the missing link. It's like, okay, how do we make AI more human? And what's more human than music? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can write up a prompt on whatever style you want, and then it generates an entire song completely out of nowhere, and it just has it for you ready. And I think the limit is like 2 minutes, a 2 minute song.
Dude, I got a friend that's writing country songs. He like puts like four bullet points in it, writes a country song, and he makes a video around it. He's from Bakersfield, and he puts all kinds of crazy pictures in it and stuff. It's hilarious. It really is.
So a lot of these music companies are already starting to freak out about it. They're regulating on it, trying to see where the samples are coming from, where it's getting its ideas from. So far, there's only one rule on that AI program is you can't use or you can't put like an artist name in the prompt. So like make it sound like Bob Marley or make it sound like Ariana Grande. You know, you can't do that. It only dictates by genre.
By the way, if I have a number one hit later on this year, you'll know why.
Yeah.
Chad, like share.
One of the songs that we generated was Chad eating a burrito on the beach.
Oh yeah.
Hawaiian style. It was amazing.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Record companies are being like your ex-wife. Give me money.
I mean, they think they own everything. Guess what? No, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's really hurt them is all these streaming services. So, like, you know, the $9 a month for you to play Apple, you know, music, it's like $12 or whatever
Spotify,
now.
Spotify, yeah.
So that money there, how does that get split up between all the songs?
It's by pennies.
Exactly. So people, songwriters, even the artists are losing out on money mm-hmm. by having all these streaming services. That is what they've been fighting for and stuff. But you know what? You guys were the ones who were okay with it in the beginning. Why are you not okay with it now?
What Snoop Dogg say? He got a million streams for one song, and he made like $1,000.
Yeah, something like that.
It's crazy. Yeah. This is just...
And it's different between the platforms, too. I think so far, Apple pays the most, and then Spotify pays like pennies.
That's okay, boys. We're going to make our millions on YouTube.
Yes.
Yes, YouTube, and right here on this podcast.
Right here on this podcast. So the vlog, watch it. Subscribe. Yes. Hit that bell.
I forgot they had a bell. I don't even watch YouTube.
The notifications. You're like the only person who probably doesn't watch YouTube.
I just don't see the need in going to watching YouTube.
I love watching YouTube.
Yeah,
man.
That's free. I mean, free entertainment.
I was watching it last night.
I pay for good quality entertainment at home, and YouTube is just not bringing me that good quality.
Well, you're crazy because you pay for entertainment. I watch it for free on YouTube.
But you can't watch everything on YouTube without having to pay a little bit of a price, unless you keep making up fake email accounts.
What do you mean a little bit of a price? I'm not watching YouTube TV. I'm just watching YouTube. So I see most of it the next day or later that night. I'm okay with that.
No, I got to watch it live. I'm one of those people. I have to see it live.
There's tons of live streams on YouTube, too, Chad.
But then you pay the price, Chad.
I don't watch these live stream stuff. Like,
Mr. High Roller, go ahead and pay the price.
I don't watch like these gamers, nothing like that. I don't watch anything like that. I like watching good quality family entertainment like Blue Bloods and WWE Wrestling.
Good family entertainment.
Good quality family entertainment like WWE Wrestling. Oh, no, not WWE anymore, right?
Good quality entertainment, yeah.
What is it now? Is it EWO? What's the wrestling? Is it still WWE?
Yeah, still WWE. Okay.
It's just
all the mergers that they made.
Yes. It's just owned by the same company that owns UFC now.
The new genre of WWE.
Yes.
It's a new day. Yeah.
So I was looking this up earlier. So I was reading something on the X, on the Twitters. I'm still going to call it Twitter for the rest of my life. I'm not going to call it X.
Yep.
Hear you. There's a thing going around called the Bakersfield Boom. Have you guys heard about the Bakersfield Boom?
No, what is it?
So the Bakersfield Boom is a giant influx of people moving to Bakersfield.
Why the heck do you want to move to Bakersfield?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
what the hell?
That'd be like a Goshen boom or a Visalia boom. Come on, people.
What the freakity deakity's going on in Bakersfield?
So 2024 has reached a record of people moving to Bakersfield. And that's mostly just because there are all people coming from like San Francisco or LA fighting to get cheaper living. And I don't know why Bakersfield was like the one place that was like, hey, now that we're living in Orange, we're just going to move to Bakersfield.
That's a little run from San Francisco. So just saying.
Let me guess, they're going from San Francisco to Bakersfield, and they're getting tired of all of California altogether, and then going to Texas and Idaho and all those places after that.
Probably, yeah.
But the crazy thing about that is it's causing an influx not only in Bakersfield but other places in the valley. So there's like the example that they're giving was like people are moving from like Oxnard and Ventura, moving to like places like Modesto, yeah. Like out of nowhere.
And I'm from Modesto area, and they call it Meth Desto, by the way. They call it Meth Desto because it's because of the drug problem there. And so I was in Patterson, which is about a half hour from Modesto, which is along I-5 corridor. They're building like crazy out there again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a boom in the 90s and early 2000s, and they stopped. And then because of Bay Area commuters, everybody sold their houses off, and then you couldn't sell a house for a dollar. But now, oh my God, they're building like crazy again. So there might be a little something to that. That's Bay Area commuters, though, because it's like an hour and a half to the Bay from there, mm-hmm. the Tracy area, Tracy Patterson area. But Bakersfield? A 2.5. That from Bakersfield, that's 3.5 hours to the Bay Area.
A lot of what happened, too, when the pandemic hit, people started working from home. So then, like, the people that are up there couldn't afford to be up there. So they came down here to our area. They buy, like, a house in Visalia, something like that, and be able to live down here.
Yeah, it's one of those things that people are like, it's like, okay, will this have an impact in our local community, though?
Definitely.
I'm seeing a positive of it, though, because – I mean, think of all the things that we're getting now, right? We're getting, like, we got the Texas Roadhouse now. We're getting Aldi. We're getting Chick-fil-A.
That hasn't been confirmed yet. Take that back. Sam's take it
Club.
Back.
A non-confirmed okay, Sam's
me,
Club.
Let me contract that statement.
Well, see, the other thing is, too, though, is it brings up the housing prices around here. So somebody like, you know, say, like, if you're ready to buy a house right now, mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to be able to afford it. I mean, the house prices are going to go up even more.
But if you own a house...
Yeah, if you own the house like already.
Right now, we're sitting pretty. I mean, yeah. Come on down. Help build up my value.
Come on down. Daddy needs to build his value up on his house because it's not a pretty house. So we need to build the value up around it.
So, it could hurt us in the long run, too. So
the statistic that was given is that majority of the people moving to Bakersfield are mostly from Orange County. So the average house in Orange County is $1.1 million. This is March 2024 statistics, by the way. And in Bakersfield, the average home goes about $400K. So that's a dramatic difference, especially if you're making that kind of an income already and just taking that and slicing it more than half and then moving to Bakersfield. But what does Bakersfield have to offer that I do not know?
It's a big city for one. I mean, it's actually bigger than Fresno, if I remember correctly. It's a big city. And, well, it's Bakersfield. I mean, there's country songs about it.
It's fucking Bakersfield, man. It's Bakersfield. Bakersfield, though.
So, but I have a strong feeling that influx is just going to get over here. I'm pretty sure they're not just going to move to Bakersfield. They're going to go to here, Tulare, Fresno.
Why don't they move to Arvin, then, or something? It's outskirts of Bakersfield.
I don't know.
Oildale.
Oildale, yes, there you go.
I mean, can't get more how you doing than that out in Oildale.
Delano or someplace.
So in other words,
Farland, USA.
So Bakersfield.
So in other words, the population of the valley is going to start growing just a little bit more, which to me is going to bring more demand in and for more things.
But the hard thing is, too, is we don't have enough housing around here either. Mm-hmm. There's not enough housing to bring people in. I mean, like, we're kind of filled to the max right now.
Yeah, we're kind of filled to the max, yeah. I don't want to see any more people walking through the parking lot, getting through the trash.
Can we merge towns? Is that a possibility?
If you think about it, Visalia kind of took over Goshen.
Yeah.
Especially when they had an RV place there. They have Visalia Harley-Davidson there. I mean, like,
dude,
kind of took over.
And if you drive down Mooney, you don't know, really, except for a sign when Visalia turns into Tulare.
Yeah.
You know. And the only reason that you know you're leaving Tulare right now is because
the World Ag
Expo, and then you've got all these little towns. You know, you've got Tipton and all that out there. So
it's not as bad as Clovis, Fresno.
Not as
bad. They have to have the brown signs for Clovis and the green signs for Fresno. So that's how you can tell the difference.
Right. Right. Boy. Our perspective on city planning.
oh, we can go further. I mean, wait until the next podcast. We can bring up about what they're hoping to do right there at Lover's Lane and 198 to help the congestion in that area.
Because of an incident that may have impacted you in that
little
area?
No, not just my incident, just because of how horrible the designing was over there and with all the, you know, influx of people that are over there now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, like, it is horrible.
Well, that is the cheapest side of town. I looked into it.
It's that, like, ain't no cheap side of town. I don't know what you're saying.
That or the door of the north side of town.
I do agree that is that traffic is all crappy over there.
Yeah.
I avoid that at all costs.
Yeah, so they made an announcement a couple of weeks ago what they're going to be doing in that area. We can look that up for the next podcast and talk about that because there's going to be some big differences over there.
All I know is if they cause traffic to my RM Market, I'm going to be very upset.
Oh, my RM Market Chinese food? Oh, my goodness. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, those pot stickers? I mean, those things are that big. I mean, like, huge. Ain't no other Chinese restaurant having that freaking big.
I miss those pork ribs. Those really red.
I just love the produce department. Produce department, R&N Market.
No, it's all about the R&N Chinese food.
Yeah, I know. I know. And the Chinese section, the deli there.
The hot deli.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Have you guys, oh my God. Have you guys bought, what was the last time you guys bought a new phone? I'm curious. Tell me.
I got one for my birthday last year.
Last year?
No, 2 years ago.
Okay. Oh. That's when I got my last phone. Was 2 years
early
ago.
2000s?
Yeah, so so the thing is, Randy, I'm going to make you feel a little bit better on this little statistic. So
sure
phones,
you will.
Phone sales are at an all-time low. Like, all-time low. Like, as low. Like, this is a precedent for all these phone companies. Mostly because everyone has a cell phone already, and they don't feel the need to go out and buy a new phone every year. So now companies are thinking about switching out their models and be like, okay, well, maybe we should just release a phone every 2 years, maybe.
Galaxy 6. They're on like 23.
And he only got that because he did an insurance claim on his old phone.
I did an insurance claim and I had a Galaxy 3 or 4 or something like that. And like, we need to get you up to the current model. One that we're servicing. And now it's like, I don't know if I turn this one in, they'll give me like a 10 or something, probably.
I don't know. They may just say, sorry, sir. You're going to have to just go buy a new one.
That's right.
I mean, you're not as bad as like some people. I know people that still have flip phones.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. I'm like, how do you text on that? I'm like, oh, I don't. I just talk to people and I'm like, I don't need to I don't need to text anybody.
I actually give them a call. That's a thing. That's called a phone.
You converse with people? Oh, you speak with people? Wow. The old fashioned way.
I don't even like texting. Mainly, I like calling.
I'm a calling person talking. Too. Yeah. I'm mostly, give me a call. Just give
Yeah, I know you both do. I know you both do. I know you both do.
I mean, there's no reason to just text back and forth.
What was?
Sure, there is. When you're in a meeting, and someone's trying to ask a question.
When you're in a meeting, you shouldn't be texting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What was your first phone? Or like, what was your first piece? Did you have a pager, Randy?
Yes, I did. My mom and dad's rotary phone back in the day when I grew up. When I was a kid, and then we had a big long cord. So you could, like, if the phone was here and you're trying to get privacy, there's a big long cord like this right here that would stretch out
so all the way close to the door. Side of the house.
Yeah, so you could close the door so you could talk to your buddies or girls or whatever. And then, I did have a pager, Ray. But I had a pager for myself, and then I got a pager when I started working so they could, like, call me whenever.
Mm-hmm.
When I was working for a radio station, and they needed someone to fill in, so that pager would go off all the time, with a special code.
Did you have a pager, Chad?
I had a pager back in the day, and then my first cell phone, though, was the Razor, Motorola Razor.
I'm sure if I still looked, I could probably still find that pager from back in the day, unless I got rid of it. I don't think I get rid of it.
There's ways you can, like, modify a pager now. There's still people who still rock pagers.
Dude, hospitals, doctors still have pagers.
Yes, they do. That is, to me, I got my first phone in 2005, and that was just a regular flip phone. I don't even know the name brand or anything. It was just a Verizon prepaid cell phone that
I had. A Nokia flip phone. Mm-hmm. Nokia. And I got to good texting there. 123, you know, ABC. Yep. I got to texting that when it first started. Yeah, but I had the Nokia flip phone, and I went through a couple of those.
I think my most memorable phone to me was my LG chocolate phone. I love that thing. That was an MP3. That was also like my first MP3 player. So, fond memories.
Oh, what's an MP3 player?
I know.
What is an MP3 player? Oh my God!
Do you know what an iPod is, Chad?
Yeah.
What were the other ones there? So there was the Razor, and then there was
BlackBerry.
I had a BlackBerry with all the little keyboard, and I couldn't get anything. You think my texts are bad now? Shit. You should have seen me with a BlackBerry, because the keyboard, the keys were so tiny, and I got big fat fingers, as you can tell. So it was like, blah, 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 blah. And it made no sense whatsoever, because there was no autocorrect or anything like that. So it was just like, it is what it is. You get it now. It was just like, yes or no. That was it. People just got to, what the hell is he trying to say? Just like, just text me the question, and I'll give you yes or no. Or Y or N. How about that? I'll just do that.
So you guys would be okay if these companies just decide to make phones every 2 or 3 years?
I'd have no problem. Every 5 years, Ray, I'd have no problem with that.
Not a problem at all.
I could feel all the techie nerd people going, freaking out.
Well, here's the deal, Ray. I've got the Samsung 6. They're on 23. The Samsung 6 or whatever phone you have, if you've got an older one, it would work just fine as long as they kept supporting it. Mm-hmm. They don't support it because they need to make more money.
They want
to
make, yep.
And, you know, so this phone would be just fine as long as it's relevant. And it's not. Samsung declared that it wasn't relevant because they had to make the Samsung 6, then the 7, then the 8, then the 10, then the 14, then the 22, and then the 23. So that's the whole thing. It's same with iPhone.
Well, it's kind of like when I got my new car, I finally got to get OnStar back. And the reason why I didn't have OnStar is because they moonlighted the 2G. So like anybody that had 2G back in the day stuff, gone.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen 4G. It's gonna happen to 5G as everything keeps going on. That's why like Tesla changed it where it's no longer you know, internet for life because it kept having to change stuff out in the older vehicles. So now they only say 8 years.
And I got people in my house asking for a landline, so I'm all screwed up. So
the one thing that will never change, guys, is radio. Radio will always be around, right?
No, radio has changed quite a bit, too.
You can say that again.
I mean, there's some stations that have HD radio where they have side channels, stuff like that, too.
That's a whole other podcast in itself, boys. And that's podcast number 34 right there.
Wow.
Like, follow, and subscribe. Hit that bell.